You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I would happen to be JR. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. And I want to say thank you to you. Yeah, you for listening. Wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, thank you for being here. I appreciate you. I'm being joined by super producer and host, Dave Shepard, and we're going to be here for the next 2 hours. I get started every single weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. And so if you have missed a minute, if you've missed a second, if you've missed a segment, you can always go back in time on the free Odyssey app. Man, we know in life you don't get too many do-overs. When something is done, it's done. It's gone. It's gone. But not here on CBS Sports Radio. We opened up the show talking about March Madness. The Final Four is set. FAU, San Diego State, Miami, and UConn. Is it good for college basketball, though? We'll talk about that momentarily. We had a conversation about Lamar Jackson. The man went on Twitter earlier on Monday and let everybody know that back on March 2nd, just about a month ago, that Lamar Jackson requested a trade from the Baltimore Ravens. He's still there. We haven't heard a damn thing about a team trying to acquire the guy, and I don't know if he will ultimately be moved. He even shared this tweet during the NFL owners' meetings while his head coach, John Harbaugh, sat down with the media. John Harbaugh put his ass in the chair, and then 2 seconds later, and wherever the hell he was, Lamar Jackson sent out that tweet letting everybody know that he's ready to move on from the Ravens. We talked about that last hour. If you missed it, I want you to hear John Harbaugh responding to that tweet.
I haven't seen the tweet. It's an ongoing process. I'm following it very closely, just like everybody else is here, and looking forward to a resolution. I'm excited, thinking about Lamar all the time, thinking about him as our quarterback. We're building our offense around that idea, and I'm just looking forward to getting back to football, and I'm confident that's going to happen.
Okay, good. We'll see what happens there. Lots of updates. The Green Bay Packers have said that Aaron Rodgers didn't return their calls at the end of the season, I assume before his darkness cleanse. And we have talked a lot about the men's college basketball. On the women's side, just about an hour ago, we're set with the women's Final Four. The Virginia Tech Hokies, they beat the Ohio State Buckeyes 84-74. Virginia Tech is going to move on to take on LSU. And Iowa is going to go on to take South Carolina, or to take on South Carolina. And Caitlin Clark, if you ain't see her play over the weekend, you missed a whole hell of a lot. For Iowa, she had the first 40-point triple-double in NCAA history. 40 points, 12 assists, 10 rebounds, and now she's on her way to the Final Four. And she had some keys to her success. Take a listen to what she said to ESPN.
Our team played really well. That's what it's all about. You know, I was going to give every single thing I had. When I came here, I said I wanted to take this program to the Final Four, and all you got to do is dream, and all you got to do is believe and work your butt off to get there. And that's what I did, and that's what these girls did, and that's what our coaches did, and we're going to Dallas, baby.
Yeah, dream and work your butt off. That's how you find success, right? You can dream, you can work your butt off. That doesn't mean you'll find it, but it certainly increases your chances and increases your odds. And when you look at college basketball right now, congratulations to the women for doing it big. Congratulations to the men. You got one set. The women are going to Dallas. The men are going to Houston. And it's March Madness, right? It's fun. People can bet on the games. People can win money. Unfortunately, folks are going to lose money. But it's all fun entertainment. And it's not just entertainment for the folks involved. It can be a business. You make money. You can make your mark. You can move on. You could potentially be a professional. And it doesn't have to be in the NBA or the WNBA. you may have a life-changing experience playing professional sports anywhere else on planet Earth. There are a lot of athletes from the United States of America who go to play in Europe. They play in Italy. They play in Germany. They play in the United Kingdom, in Spain, France. Life-changing experience. There's a lot of athletes who go down into South America. We got basketball players who go play in Puerto Rico. Imagine playing basketball for a living. Making a couple of hundred. Living on an island. Playing basketball. Not too shabby, is it? And so we've also seen changes here in college. It's not just all gravy. We know the players have had to fight. Former players have had to fight for the rights of a lot of the active guys. The ability to move around and transfer. The ability to make money with NIL. And we know that needs to be regulated. And so we can all look at the games and look at the success stories. But it's also pretty cool right now that due to the transfer portal, due to the fact that a lot of the athletes can make money, there are problems that this can pose. On the football side, you could say that all the players are being bought. Isn't that what Nick Saban said about Mr. Jimbo? Y'all went out there and y'all bought all of your players. This is going to do nothing but just increase the gap between the haves and the have-nots. For college basketball, you can look at this and say to yourself, man, there are so many players moving around now in the transfer portal, which is only about 4 or 5 years old at this point, that it's not fair. It's not fair to the fans. It's not fair to anybody that you can wake up and after a season has taken place, that Caleb Love wants to, you know, leave North Carolina. And he's like, I don't want to be here. I'm going to go elsewhere. You might hate that. But what it does is, it does open things up for other teams. The teams that we have in a Final Four right now, where you have a Florida Atlantic, a San Diego State, and a Miami here. We got three teams that have never been to a Final Four. UConn has been here before. They're trying to pick up their fifth title. But these other squads, this is brand new territory. There's no Duke. There's no North Carolina. There's no Kansas. We can go on and on. The traditional teams that you're used to seeing, I've been saying this for a couple weeks now, that's over. And I think it's pretty cool that we can see new blood here in the Final Four. And you want to understand how difficult any of this is? The Florida Atlantic coach Dusty May, well, first of all, he won a basketball game to get here. Well, we saw what happened for Florida Atlantic to get by Kansas. That was a hell of a game on Saturday afternoon. But Dusty May admitted, when I got this job, I didn't actually see our entire facility. I saw our gym, I saw our locker room, our workout area. And he said that he thought he made a big mistake by accepting this job. And he comes out on top now, and he wins the game. And I want you to listen to him. He spoke to TBS after the victory, and he says, we worked our asses off to get here.
Well, when you see a group of guys, coaches, staff, players, everybody pulling in the same direction every single day, even when it's hard, it's special. Special things happen.
Jim Larranaga, he's the head coach of Miami. He's been here before with George Mason. He runs the little engine that could, and it's not like Miami has been a powerhouse. This isn't the old football Hurricanes. This is Miami Hurricanes basketball. And so Jim Larranaga was asked if getting to the Final Four with Miami was different than George Mason. And this is what Jim Larranaga said.
It's the same exhilaration, just the jubilant attitude, the effort, because you just love when your players accomplish a goal they set out before the season.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. From a spectator's perspective, someone who, like all of you listening, like, I like sports, okay? I want to see the best versus the best. I want to see the best stories. And every now and then, I like a little bit of a change. It's good if you're a fan of a particular team. You know, everybody needs a foil. Everybody needs a good villain. Everybody needs a good bad guy. But every now and then, it's good to see him go down. It's good to see some parity, to see a switch up. I could care less if I ever see Duke or if Duke ever wins another national championship. It is certainly unusual to not see North Carolina running around here in the tournament. But you know what's cool? To see a San Diego State, to see the Owls of Florida Atlantic out here. It's nice to get something new. We don't got to wake up and see the same damn teams every year, year after year. If I'm a television executive, am I screaming in excitement that on Saturday, Florida Atlantic is going to take on San Diego State? Probably not. For my bottom line and my ad rates, it would have been terrific if it was another North Carolina and Duke. But this ain't about the bottom line for a television executive. From a fan perspective, I'm interested. I want to see what happens. Yeah, you can get great stories and, oh, how many more championships is Coach K going to win? Or, oh, is North Carolina going to come back and win with its first-year head coach? Yeah, those legacy stories are cool. But when you can spread out the wealth, I'll tell you, man, it's even better. And so I think college basketball is going to be in a better place just because of the parity. Because we don't have the, well, I'm sorry, Mr. Boeheim, that we don't have no more Boeheims here. That there are no more Coach K's. That Roy Williams is gone. And these guys left at the right time. Because there wasn't going to be any more full control over a system. There was going to be player movement. You couldn't keep a commitment and just hold on to a player just because there were no rules or no portal for them to leave. And so I like the direction that college basketball is going in. I like new blood. I like new faces. I like potential new rivalries. I like watching new players. And this is good for the teams. You don't think Florida Atlantic is going to have a better chance recruiting? You don't think San Diego State in San Diego, which doesn't have a professional basketball team, you don't think there are going to be more kids even in Northern California who say, man, I need to go down to Southern California to play and ply my trade? You don't think there are going to be kids in Florida here in the South that are going to look at the Hurricanes and say, man, I need to go play for Jim Larranaga. I need to go to Miami. And maybe UConn doesn't necessarily need the help. But for these smaller schools, just a small spotlight can go a long way. Ask St. Peter's from last year. Ask Fairleigh Dickinson. And this is great for everybody involved. When the little schools shine, the little coaches can move on and make the big money. The schools make more money. The players get more exposure. They have more choices. So when it comes down to the little guy versus the small guy, I don't need to see the big schools. And sure, we're going to get to the Final Four. And there are going to be some people who just, they don't care about Florida Atlantic. Or they don't care about San Diego, or they don't care about Miami, maybe they don't care about the Huskies. I think it's good to switch things up. And so there are going to be some people who will tell you over the next couple of days, over the next week, that no big schools are bad business for college basketball. the ratings aren't going to be the same, that there are a lot of executives who aren't happy with the matchups. Well, who cares? Damn executives ain't giving you money to watch, are they? Everybody's always mad when it means money out of their pocket. But for the game, this just means that there's more money, hopefully being spread out now and into the future, for college basketball. And I think that'd be good for everybody involved. The more money, the more it's spread out, the more the merrier. Duke, Kansas, North Carolina, I mean, they ain't losing no damn money. They'll be fine. Let the little guys get some love and some shine. I can't wait until next year. Let's get another school that I've never heard of onto a magical run to the Final Four. Sign me up for it a year in advance. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What are your thoughts on all these damn Cinderellas in the Final Four? Are you interested? Are you less interested? This is the first time since 1970 that three of the four teams in the Final Four have never been. I think it's good for college basketball across the board. What do you think? Do you care? It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'll get to your calls on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, I appreciate you taking my call. I just want to say that you got an awesome show, man, and I enjoy it very much when I'm out moving about at night.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get to your calls. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. For the first time since 1970, we have three teams out of the Final Four that have never been to the Final Four. And we got schools that a lot of us have not watched, have heard of. They've popped up, they've had success. And from an executive perspective, a television perspective, you might go, well, damn, I'm going to lose some ratings with FAU. I'm gonna lose some ratings here, probably with San Diego State. From a basketball fan's perspective, what does it matter? I don't need to watch a blue blood to play basketball. I can watch basketball, you know, down the block. And if it's a good game, I'm going to sit down and watch. I don't care who or what. And so I'm going to be tuned in. And I think that we have the transfer portal. I think that the athletes now being able to take advantage of name, image, and likeness, I think that's good too. I think we're seeing the beginnings of the changes of college basketball, and that we're going to have more quote-unquote have-nots come out on top. We don't need to see the same damn schools every year. Are the blue bloods going anywhere? No. Are they going to pop up probably more often than some of the smaller schools? Yes. But give the other teams a chance. And now when you have player movement and these guys can make money, I think we'll see more of it. I don't think this is harmful for college basketball. Does it need organization, especially when it comes down to NIL? Yes, it does. It needs plenty of organization. And I put that at the feet in the hands of the NCAA, who basically woke up one day and had to allow the players to make money. And at that point, they quit. The NCAA did. And so I'm going to get to your calls. It's 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I do want to let you know about some good news, though. Congratulations. We got a full-time head coach now in Mr. Rodney Terry. The Texas Longhorns have said you can take the interim off of your name. He's now received a 5-year deal We know that he took over a few months ago from Beard when he had his whole domestic situation, and they were rolling here. I mean, they lost to Miami, and now he has the job full time. And Coach Terry, he spoke to the media, and he talked about his love for that Texas team that he just took over.
I mean, again, I love these guys, and not only will I just love these guys for the time I got a chance to coach them, I'm going to love them for the rest of their lives. I'll be at their weddings. I'll be with them, you know, talking to those guys when they have their firstborn. And, you know, it was all about this team, man. And I enjoyed every single day of this journey with this group. And I'm going to really miss it. I really miss working with this group. So it was never about me. It was always about these guys. And I love these guys.
Oh, man. You're going to make me cry. Not really. Congratulations, though. That money will make it a whole lot better. But that's what happens, man. You really build a bond. And so the squad that he has this year won't be the squad that he has next year and on and on. And I wish him nothing but success. It's not like they wanted to just hand him this job. It came out of a little bit of a disaster. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to California and talk to Ruggs. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Ruggs?
What's up, JR?
Yeah, what's on your mind?
What's up, babe? It's Ruggs from Cali, first-time caller. I just wanted to say thank you for picking up my call, bro. Check it out. I'm right here in Diego, right? And a lot of people are talking about San Diego State. I just wanted to know what chances do they got versus Florida Atlantic?
Okay, is that it?
That's it.
Okay.
If you was a betting man. And I know you don't bet that much, but I would really like to know, like...
Well, I think they have a good chance.
Or not.
Based on the defense that I have seen, I think they have a good chance, Ruggs.
San Diego State?
Yes, that's who you asked about, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Is that it?
No, that's not it. Also, okay. Right, I just want to say
just
thank
said that
you,
was
bro,
it.
For...
What? Oh, he hung up on himself. I think mommy called him to hang the phone up. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to JR calling from Virginia. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, JR?
What's going on, Jay?
What's on your mind?
Hey, man. I just wanted to say, man, the good old boy syndrome is over, man. You know, the little guys need a chance to come up, you know, catch some air.
Okay.
Let everybody get a piece of the pie instead of, you know, one person getting the whole damn pie. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay.
The Mendingo Warrior.
Okay, thank you. Well, I didn't need that shouted into my ear. Like, what's the relevance of that? A Mendingo Warrior? Why are you telling me that for? Tell that to somebody else, not me. Sheesh. JT is calling from Birmingham. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, how you doing?
I was okay before the guy reminded me. I'm a Mendingo Warrior. I was okay up until that point, but what's up?
I can understand. That made me chuckle a little. Listen, I posed the same question to my local sports here at Jocks 94.5 this morning. Do you feel like, let's say in the case of Brandon Miller, and I know Brandon Miller is going to go to the NBA, but do you think it's possible in the future that NIL money might entice some of these superstar freshmen to possibly stick around for another year or two and win an NCAA championship?
Yeah, and I don't think it's so much about – well, yes, I don't think it's so much about winning the championship. You kind of nailed it. It's about making money. You're going to have prospects who – and I've heard this from agents. You should probably stick around depending on who you are. And you're standing as an athlete. Some of these dudes will be better served making money at the college level and milking that before they either A, go into the workforce, or B, make even less money at the professional level. And so, yeah, man, I don't want to put Drew Timmy in that bucket. Because God knows, he might make...
Sorry,
hold on, JT.
I'm sorry.
He might make good money as a bench warmer in the NBA. But for right now, I don't know what's going into his pocket. He might be better served to stick around in damn college. What was your final point?
I guess moving forward, do you think that we start to see a reduction or a pullback from the one-and-done type era, which we've kind of been living with in basketball now for a decade or so at least? Like, do you see a pullback in that phase?
Yeah, we see it already. We talked about this last week just from a – and this doesn't so much have everything to do with college. If you are a basketball prospect, you have more options than just going to college. You can play in the overtime elite league. You can go to the NBA's G League and play for the Ignite team if they select you. There are only but so many slots and spots. You don't have to go to college if you want to make it big as a professional basketball player. And so I think that issue is even so much bigger than college and its current system. Amanda's calling from right here in Georgia. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Amanda?
Hi. I just wanted to say I'm really glad that there are a lot of small teams that are coming up and that they're not all these big names. And I actually picked Florida Atlantic to make it to the Final Four. I like all these Cinderella stories. It's nice to see these kids get a shot. And I'm really excited to see what they can do.
Well, I am too. Well, if I may ask, did you pick Florida Atlantic? For what reason?
I don't know. I just looked at sometimes I know that the strength of schedule, everybody likes to just go with, you know, how many games they played, and they go with the big names. Now, I'm not going to lie. I did have Alabama beating them in the final. But I just thought that they had a good shot. I did not pick some of the big names to go through. It just felt too easy just to pick the number one teams all the time to keep going. I did not pick UConn to go, but I also didn't pick Houston to go as far. It's just nice to see some of these kids, like you said, have a chance that from these smaller schools to get recognition. And I would love to see them next year do the same thing.
Okay. I hear you. I'm in the same boat, Amanda. Thank you so much for calling from here in Georgia. You take care.
Thanks, you too, and thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. Let's go to San Francisco and talk to Mike. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, JR. Yeah, I think the NAL has already kicked in. I don't remember which teams anymore, but at least half a dozen teams, they announced that, like, they had 10 or 11 seniors on the roster, and that made a big difference in terms of them getting something to, you know, sustain them while they're in college and not even knowing what their draft chances are in most cases. And I think that's keeping people in school already. But the reason I called is about your question regarding the Blue Bloods. And I've been supportive of, I will call it, quality teams, whatever you want to call the RPI index, if they still have that. You know, somebody that has at least four or five quality players on the team. I don't need the Valparaisos. They can win games, but I just don't want to see them in the Final Four. The Pennsylvanias, if you go back that far, with Dave Wohl, and they had to play Magic Johnson in Michigan State and lost by 30-something. To me, that just detracts from the excitement of the Final Four. I want to see teams that have a legitimate chance to win the whole thing when it gets that far. But otherwise, I could care less, you know, if it's, say, Wichita State or Butler or Gonzaga when they first started getting good. I'm fine with those kind of teams.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you this, Mike. I don't think we're seeing a whole lot of ass whoopings. And even with the expanded field now with a first four, we get a lot of these teams that get weeded out. I mean, we have Fairleigh Dickinson. They found out quick against Florida Atlantic, and they got moved out. And so I think it is a matter, and one of our callers said it, you know, who's getting hot? Like, what team is hot? What team is healthy? And you just ride the wave. I mean, if we replayed this tournament, let's really think about this. if we were to do this in a best of seven type series, and God knows we're not going to do it at single elimination with all the teams involved, but if you played a best out of, would all of these teams be here right now? Probably not. It depends on the day, the time, who's hot. That's what makes it exciting. It's not about, oh my God, this is the best overall team. You got to go out there and win the games. And if we ran this tournament over and over and did different permutations, I'm sure more often than not, we'd get a different winner every time. Just about. I'm here for it. I'm here for the quote-unquote little guys getting their shot, and I don't think it hurts anything or anybody involved. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break. And speaking of some of the losers, I want you to hear from some of the disappointed head coaches who are not going to the Final Four. Yeah, we'll play them one more time, and then we'll forget about them until next year.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how you doing, man? I appreciate listening to you every night, man, at work, man. You give me some joy, and I appreciate all your insight.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about college basketball and how much is changing. Now we have so many little guys who have a chance and an opportunity to win it all. And I think that's great. And I'm going to get back to your phone calls in a second, 855-212-4CBS. You know, in the midst of the break, I'm always reading the news, checking out what's going on. And Jerry Jones he needs to call Maury Povich. I don't know if Maury comes on television anymore. I have no idea. I'm sure by now you've probably heard of Maury Povich is no longer on TV.
I think so, yes.
Well, good for him. Either way, that crap TV should have never been on. Bunch of garbage. Jerry Jones, I'm sure you have heard. Back last year, a 26-year-old woman said, "You're my dad." And Jerry Jones and his lawyers have pretty much said, man, this lady is out here looking for money. She asked for about $400,000, and she just wants to be acknowledged that he is her dad, and the paternity or test, whatever the case might be, has been delayed until May. This woman who claims to be Jerry Jones' daughter has now filed another lawsuit against Jerry Jones, his lawyer, representatives, etc., this time over defamation, saying that they are beating her down in the court of public opinion. They initiated a deliberate plan to portray their own daughter, his own daughter, as an extortionist and a shakedown artist whose motivation was money and greed. I guess Jerry Jones doesn't have enough to worry about with the Cowboys. What do I know? 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe. He's calling from Denver, Colorado. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Hey, I just wanted to say I really think it's a good thing for these quote-unquote little schools by comparison, you know, still big enough to be Division One, because the thing is it also takes away from this exclusivity that these big teams have, you know, as far as the tournament. And what I mean by that is, you know, having some influence over their schedule, you know, where – You know where it's where mathematically, you know, if you have more wins and losses, you should get in. But teams can go, well, if you're Duke, you know, they might go, well, we don't want to play, South Carolina or this school or that school because we might lose to them and that may hurt our chances. So let's put City College on the schedule. Let's put Wofford on the schedule. You know what I mean? So it's like, okay, well, you avoid these teams in the regular season. Well, guess what? You got to play them now in the tournament. So I like that.
Well, thank you, Joe. You said, well, can you do me a favor? Can you explain that again? You like the you like the little guys?
I do, because it prevents this exclusivity from the big schools, meaning that while more wins and losses will get you into the tournament, you know, right now I don't recall how it's exactly determined, but I think colleges still have some control over their schedule. So if you're Duke or you're Kansas and you think that you might lose to a team, you're not going to publicize it. But if you think you might lose to, like, say, a Florida Atlantic or a St. Peter's, you may go, oh, well, hey, let's put City College on the schedule instead. Let's put Wofford there.
Got it, I think. Hey, Joe, thank you for slowing down. When I first picked the phone up, you spoke so fast, Joe. Were you excited? You were talking fast as hell.
Oh, you know, I am. I was just really excited, you know, to get on the radio and, you know, just – I look at things differently. You know, I'm one of your blind callers, so I don't have access to all the visual data. But then again, I'm also not biased by, you know, the visual of, you know, oh, these big schools look so great. Look at this national broadcast, you know. So I just think that this – I also think I was excited because I think this is all these little schools getting in opens a gateway to these conversations like the transfer portal and how good it is, you know. And by the way, if paying players is so bad, then, you know, I know it's different sports, but, like, how come the Yankees don't win the World Series every year? You know what I mean?
Right. I got you, though. Well, listen, you said this is your first time calling me, Joe?
Yeah.
Well, man, you call me anytime, all right?
All right, thank you. But yes, I like the little schedule. Just to recap, I like to have the little guys in, and we should also revisit the scheduling, and we shouldn't allow these big schools to not put themselves at risk just to get the automatic free pass.
I got you, Joe. Well, you call me up anytime, all right?
All right, thank you very much, man. You take care.
All right, you too. Shout out to my man, Joe, calling from Denver. I needed him to tell me twice.
Yeah, Joe was shot out of a cannon, man. That energy, you can't teach that, JR.
You can't. He spoke so fast, I didn't know. I was like, whoa. He reminded me of the FedEx guy. You remember the FedEx guy from the commercial shop?
I'm aware. You've alluded to him a time or two again on your show. Yes.
Yeah he sounded like, let's hear it. He sounded like this guy when he showed up.
Okay, Eunice, travel plans. I need to be in New York on Monday, LA on Tuesday, New York on Wednesday, LA on Thursday, New York on Friday. Got it?
Got it.
So you want to work here? What really makes you think you deserve a job here?
Well, sir, I think on my feet, I'm good at figures and have a sharp mind.
Excellent. Can you start on Monday?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Without hesitation.
Congratulations. Welcome aboard. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And in conclusion, Jim, Bill, Bob, Call, Fred, Lowe, Dork, Adolf, and Ted. Business is business. And as we all know, in order to get something done, you got to do something. In order to do something, we got to get to work. So let's get to work. Thank you for taking the meeting. Peter did a bang-up job on putting you in charge of Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
I know it's perfect, Peter. That's why I picked Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's perfect. Peter, may I call you Pete?
Call me Pete.
Pete.
There's a Mr. Schnittler here to see you.
Tell him to wait 15 seconds.
Can you wait 15 seconds?
I'll wait 15 seconds.
Congratulations on your deal in Denver, Dave. I'm putting you down to deal with Dallas. Don, is it a deal? Do we have a deal? It's a deal. I got to go. I got a call coming in. Hi, Doc. Just dealt with Don.
In this fast moving.
Okay. Hey, call me up anytime, man. That was a good call.
That was great, man.
He was the man. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go from Denver, Colorado. Let's go out to San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, James?
Hey, what's up, JR? How you doing, man?
I'm excellent. What's on your mind?
So, you know, I like listening to you guys, to you guys' radio station. I tune in, you know, after work a lot. You know, I'm bartend, so I get off work, and I like to check what you guys have to say often. I apologize to your co-host. I don't know his name. But that being said, you know, I was listening a couple weeks ago, and I was listening, it was like right after the first round of the tournament started. And SDSU, you know, we barely scraped by. And, you know, you guys had a caller, and he was being a bit of a homer when he called, you know. But he called up and he said, you know, I think that realistically, we can make it to the Elite Eight, right? And so he continues on, and you guys don't really agree with him, which is fair enough. You know, we didn't have much of a history making it up there, and we're lucky to be where we're at, and I'm proud of our boys like no other right now. But what my point was is, I apologize to your co-host again, my friend, but
he's right here. His name is Dave Shepard. You can speak to him as well, but you have to be mindful. Can you make your point in 30 seconds? Either
yes, sir. I got you right now.
Yeah, please.
Okay, so basically what it was is, that guy came down a little bit offhand, and you guys said that he was being a little bit of a homer, and that was an excited San Diego fan. But, that kind of struck a chord with me because I felt as if that was such a little bit of attack on the San Diego sports fans in general. And, this city's had a lot of hard times coming down with the Chargers leaving and, Padres not being good in the past, but now we're here. So with SDSU being good, the Padres being good, my whole point is this city's got a lot to give, to the sports community. This city still hurts for the Chargers leaving. And,
James, 30 seconds is up, James.
All right, my bad, man. My bad.
No, I got to hit the commercial. You would keep talking, and then the commercial would come on, and then you'd be like, I didn't finish. I tried to warn you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you. I think we get it. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
Bye. No doubt. Hey, Shep, do you know what he wanted to say?
I mean, essentially, he feels like you and I were being a little too harsh on the excitement that San Diego had in getting to an Elite Eight for the first time in what seems like a century. Obviously, it's the first time they've ever been in a Final Four. But I felt like we have shown them plenty of respect and plenty of reverence and plenty of love.
Yeah, well, somebody's always going to feel slighted.
You had on Darion Trammell, for God's sakes. I mean, how many people had him on before the Final Four?
Come on. We go through this a lot. I don't say something about the Milwaukee Bucks. Oh, my God, the Milwaukee Bucks are slighted.
Kings.
I don't say something about the Kings or the King. Like, people are always going to feel some way about their team. Like, I don't care about no teams, no cities. I feel the same way about them all. Just call it how I see it. Don't matter to me. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get to more of your calls. We're going to talk beef and everything. CBS Sports Radio.